Okay, good morning everyone. Our guest speaker today is Chris Lizard. He's going to be talking about some very funky sugar user interface for the LLC. So, Chris, it's all yours. Yeah, we
It's intended development, we actually find, the results is we actually find a lot of bugs in the packages we have, that we fix the bugs, we update the package for the repository. So it's actually pretty difficult to get around for our charge on that. So we do have actually a lot of people who are doing that, they need to work, so it's not all that. So, you know, this is my tear-jerking slide, but these are children. But the whole point is here to make sure that you understand that the reason we have this interface is really for kids, right? So he said, if you think about the interface in terms of how you might work, it's probably not appropriate. This is about learning, this is about children, this is about kids in developing countries, giving them opportunities, making it something that's very easy to use, making it something that's very easy to develop applications for. You know, our goal is actually to have kids look like they're doing stuff on their own. Who here, does anyone here actually use Logo when they're kids?
Yeah.
Well, I could see it's my first sort of programming experience, too. We're trying to set up an environment so it's that easy to use. Hopefully they can get something out. It's not just about sort of computing, but it's also about so let's talk about some of the limitations of the kids stuff. I think that's really important to talk about. You know, we have machines, laptops these days have, you know, I've got a 40 gigabyte disk in the machine, this 4-year-old laptop that I carry around with me. It's got, for some reason, I'm not sure why, it has 750 megabytes of RAM. That's a lot of memory, it's a lot of disk, it's a lot of GPU power. This machine has a happy new storage of 500 megabytes. It's barely enough for a low-level install these days, no matter what distribution you're using. We have 128 megabytes of RAM, which I flash checked with a film that's up on that machine, a lot of people don't have that much memory. We have a CPU that runs about 366 megahertz, which is, you know, a bit of what I have in this machine. Pretty bulky. But not entirely unusable, I mean, put in perspective, it's the way it is. I mean, it's not that different from laptops we had 2 years ago. So those are some sort of technical limitations. We have to go into developing nations. We have to display these things in places where, you know, they've never seen computers before. People have to see their ideas. So it has to be explorable. People have to be able to learn on their own. They have to be able to find computers around them. So when we were designing the user interface, we had to take all these things into consideration. That's why we said, you know what, we have it's probably not appropriate. Power, some of the in these communities, there isn't always reliable power. There's sometimes there isn't power. Some ignore it. Jim, help me out here. What's the number of children that go home that don't have power at home?
I think full is over 60%.
60% of the children in the world?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And full, it was. That number may have just been for Nigeria, I don't remember. In any case, that's not unusual. Of course, these very high schools tend to have power, if you want to call it that, much more likely. But it's often very unreliable. It's often like in one room school, actually exists. So, and it may not be what you and I would want to ever consider plugging your laptop into.
Right. Unreliable, you know, something
to
go. So, now, our target has been something that uses almost no power whatsoever. Our second target is something you can actually power with human power. I showed that big diagram and what we know about that device. We actually pull that big like one more. We want to pull an average of 2, you know, flat out. Somebody's suggesting, I think it was about 7 watts that thing was off total, compared to between 25 and 40 depending on your laptop. I think that, I'm going to start repeating myself, though. My new MacBooks are 85 watts. I think it's quiet. It's huge. So, we're going, you want an average of 2. If we're in ebook mode, you want to use less than 1. That's a reasonable assumption. It means we can use human power. That means that we can actually